Sunshine, my all in all, the great creator, he became my savior. Even whilst we were sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. And all God's fullness dwelleth in him. And it dwelleth in you also. If only we will be fully partakers of his divine nature, which will impact the stature of a perfect man in our lives. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. A beautiful day, O Lord, and a new week, O God, Lord, you have opened to us, Lord. And Father, we thank you that we have been quickened, to go to no other place but right into your house, O God. And Father, yes, you have called us, and we've come with all reverence, Lord, with all obedience and humility, that Lord Jesus, even as you have something for us, O God, this day, Lord, we pray that, O God, you help us, Lord, even as we start with our Sunday school, Lord, we pray that, O God, the Holy Spirit will sweep over the word, O God, even with our children upstairs, Lord, that to God, to be the same Spirit, Lord, teaching us and bringing us closer and closer to you, God. Father, we say thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Shalom, brethren. Amen. And we are thankful to the Lord for a new week. And the first thing, you see, we have allowed ourselves to be led by his spirit to his presence. Why? Because, see, it is our desire. One thing we seek, that we will be partakers of his divine nature, so that that impact of a stature of a perfect man will be seen in us. Amen. To be like him. And the Lord, you see, is so merciful and so good that he, according to his divine power, the Bible says he has given unto us all things that pertain unto what? Unto life and godliness. Amen. That through those things, by his knowledge, we will also become like him. Amen. So let's turn to the reading of our, as we are still on the divine nature. We are still on the capstone, the charity. And we shall read the whole scripture from 2 Peter 1, verse 4 to 7. Let's hear the word of God. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence unto your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. May the Lord bless his word. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. So the prophet said, in building this monument, as you see it, building this stature. Is it working? Okay. He said, it starts off on a foundation that's on faith, as we all see it. Amen. And then virtue and knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness. Then the prophet said, now what next? What next? They are waiting for the headstone, which is love. For God is love. See? He controls. Take notice of that. He controls, and he is the strength of every one of this. Every one of this. Oh, where's mine? Where's my pointer? Oh, okay. Every one of this, as you see it. Amen. So, brother, you could see that without Christ, we have no head. Amen. And you could just imagine looking at the physical body without a head over the shoulders. You see. So we need Christ, because without him, you are headless. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, you take the blood out of a man, he's gone. Then the only thing you can do to put put another blood back in him if he is going to live again. See, you took out his blood, and now we put the blood of Jesus Christ in. See, and that brings the faith of Jesus Christ. That brings the virtue of Jesus Christ. That brings the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That brings the temperance of Jesus Christ. That brings the patience of Jesus Christ. And that brings the godliness of Jesus Christ and the brotherly kindness of Jesus Christ. Then the love of God, which is Jesus Christ. He is the head that controls you. Amen. See? And your feet is the foundation, faith. Your feet is the foundation, faith. Amen. The prophet said, amen. Controlled by the head. There you are. There is the perfect man of God when he possesses all these virtues. Amen. But let's listen close here. He said, no matter how strong these are built up, no matter how strong these are built up, if it goes a weak link, there is where she breaks. Amen. And it's no stronger than that weakest link. He's talking about the building is no stronger than what? The weakest link. See? So if any of these virtues becomes a weakness in you, the whole build-up can be broken down. Amen. That's what the prophet is saying. He said, now, if you possess or you got this, he's pointing to one of them, and this, and you don't have this, maybe you have this, you don't have this, you don't have any of them. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, there is where she breaks. If you got it, you got this, and you haven't got that, she will break right there. You see? My brother, if you've got all these things and you don't have patience, you know, the trial, the test will come. Amen. As he said, the winds or the rains will descend. The winds will blow and the storms will rise up against you. In a kind of way, if you have a weakness in any of this, you definitely will fall. That's what the prophet is saying. Amen. But when you surrender your complete being, then the Holy Spirit just pours through you. See, the Holy Spirit pours through you. That's the capstone. Pours through you in these virtues. Then you are a living tabernacle. That's right, see? You reckon yourself dead. Then you are born of faith. Then virtue and these other things that are added to you till you are a perfect living image of God. The prophet said, is that not wonderful? Is that not wonderful? Amen. Amen. Thank you. Is that not wonderful? Yes. Then you become a perfect living image of God. You see. And then God, through that, is moving to the church now. And then God, through that, has brought also seven church ages to show the seven steps, building his church in his image. And at the resurrection, this complete body will raise up to live with him forever. Amen. Because it is the bride. So when we talk about church, my brother, church is you he's talking about. Amen. Yeah. It's you that he's talking about. So he said, building his church in his image, building you in his image, so that at the resurrection, this complete body of yours, you see, will raise up to live with him forever because he is the bride. Amen. And then the prophet said, there is more required. There is more required. It's not just something. See, it's total surrender. This morning, see, one thing needful is what we have done to come and sit at his feet. And the main purpose is what? To be molded by the word, to grow up to that stature, you see. So he said there is more to be required. That means we have more to do. Why? Because the prophet quoted Hebrews 11 and he read from 32 to 40. Hebrews 11, 32 to 40. He read that part of the scripture. We will read it. Because brethren, if you consider these faith warriors of the past, if you consider that what they did, yet without us, they will not be what? Made perfect. That's why the prophet is saying there is more required. Amen. So let us read, because the prophet read it in the message. Hebrews 11, 32 to 40. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets. 33. Who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions. My. Quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, were made strong. Amen. Waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the enemies of the aliens. Amen. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were touched, not accepting deliverance. Oh, you denounce the name of Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Or we will not touch you. No, you will not do that. They were touched, not accepting deliverance, that they might what? Obtain a better resurrection. Hey. And we are the key to it, brethren. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and in imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. Amen. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and in caves and of the earth. And these all, having obtained good report through faith, received not the promise. My. God having provided some better things for us, for you and me, that they without us should not be made perfect. Now, when the prophet finished, he said, you get it? You get it? These people who died in here are depending and waiting on us. So this church has got to come to perfection in order to bring the resurrection. Amen. This church must come to that perfection to bring what? The resurrection, because they are waiting. They are waiting, you see, for what? For them to obtain a good resurrection, you see. That's why they went through all this. It's like what? As we all know, we've been saying it all the time, a relay race, you see. All the other competitors had what? Run a very good race. Then they've given the baton to us. Ah, my brother. And then they will see you going backwards. Oh, my brother. It's terrible. Praise the Lord. So let's watch it, brother. That's what the prophet said. What? There is more. There is more required. Amen. See. He said, they are souls under the altar waiting for this church to come to its perfection. They are waiting for you and me to come to that perfection, brother, my sister. Amen. But the prophet said, look where we are living now. In Laodicea. Where the church was the worst church age they ever had. In the Bible, we find out that it's the only church age that God was on the outside of the church, knocking, trying to get back into his own building. The creeds and the denominations had even put him out of his own church. Amen. But brother, for grace, he's in our midst here. He's not on the outside. Praise the Lord. You ask yourself, what good at all have I done that the Lord should just favor me this way? Amen. For this, you will be thankful to the Lord all the time. Brethren, sometimes when you hear what is going on outside the place they call church, it's so miserable. True, brother. I don't want to say this. Could you imagine in the church like this, they bring a big pan and the pastor will be what? How to bathe women. Oh, my. So you, as a woman, going almost naked. Oh, no. Brethren, of course, Christ is outside. We've got to be very thankful, brethren, and to hold fast our profession of faith and run the race. You see, anything that easily besets us, let them put them somewhere. My brother, my sister, praise the Lord. So the prophet said, "Lo, I stand at the door and knock. If any man test and will open the door, I will come in and sup with him." Amen. He said, here it is in this church age. They gradually threw him out until he, in here, they completely ousted him. They don't want anything to do with it. You see. Peter said, it's because you have escaped the corruption of the world through lust of money. It is from the prophet, not reading from the Bible. The prophet said, but you see, because you have escaped that corruption that is in the world through lust of money and lust of big times and pleasure and eating and drinking and the lust of the world which the world has, you have escaped that, you see. And now you are built up into a lively house. Amen. So he said, am I addressing that to the church? This is to what? It's to that church. That this message is to that church I'm addressing. Amen. There you are. The prophet said, did you read that? Did you get it? Did you hear? That means he's trying to refer us to the beginning when we started. 1 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse 1, is asking us, do you still remember that? Did you read it? Did you get it? Did you hear it when we read it back there in 2 Peter? Just listen to what he says here. How beautiful that's written, you see. So he took us back to where we started from. So Simon Peter. That's 2 Peter 2:1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. To them, you see, to you people, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the resurrection of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. He said, grace and peace, oh, amen, be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power had given unto us, see, all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these virtues, you see, ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. Let me just quickly read through this and then praise the Lord. So the prophet said, lust of money, lust of big things, lust for popularity. He said, whether I maintain my home, whether I maintain my family, whether I maintain whatever it is, let me maintain Christ, the hope of glory. He said, these things, you see, popularity, money, big things, and big times, and all those sort of things, he said, these things are dead to the believer. We don't care, a tent or a cottage. Why should I care? Live or die, sick or drawn. This is the thing that I am interested in, the kingdom of God. Amen. See, build me up, O Lord, into this. Let Christ be my head. Let them working through me on my foundation of faith, see, that in him let virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness work in me, O Lord, is my prayer. I don't care, live or die, sink or drown, denomination or no denomination, friend or no friends. Let these things work in me. Let Christ's virtue, his knowledge, flow out that I might be able to teach those. For God has set in his church apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists, all for the perfecting and bringing all these virtues into it, to that perfection of the coming of the Son of God. Amen. Do you love him? The Lord is good. Let's stand and commit the today's service into the hands of the Lord. Yes, our dear Lord Jesus, we thank you, O God. Father, that's our desire, Lord, that you work through us, O God, by your word, Lord Jesus. Father, help us if there is any weakness in our lives, Lord, that, Father, we will be able to overcome. The Lord, truly, O Lord Jesus, as the past, oh, faith warriors are waiting and depending on us, Lord. Father, we want to run this race, not on our own strength, but, Lord, depending on you, O God. So, Lord, help us, Lord Jesus. As Father, even this morning, you have opened your arms of love to receive us, O God, to come to your presence and to hear your word, O God. Father, we come with joy. We come with happiness because it's grace unto us. And so, Lord, we want to sing. We want to worship you. We want to lift up your name. Give all glory to you because, Lord, you deserve it. So, Father, we want to commit our song leader, the musicians, our instruments, both our hands and our lips, Lord. We commit all into your hands that, Lord, we raise everything to the praise of your glory, Lord. And, Father, today, your word that you have for us, oh, God, we commit your servant, Lord, into your hands. The Lord Jesus, having us, is still, oh, waiting on you, O God. Overshadow him, Lord. As you know the needs of your people, O God. Oh, our spiritual needs, Lord. That, Father, we will be fed this day, O God. Father, help us because, yes, we want to get into this resurrection, Lord. We thank you, we bless you. Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. God richly bless you.